A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at Schwabvious.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We are standing here in the first week of December, and while the physical evidence of a massive Black Friday weekend is still sitting in return piles, we know where the executive mindset has already shifted.
Oh, absolutely. Straight to 2026 strategic planning.
Exactly. Yeah. The focus moves from execution to investment, especially around, you know, the most foundational part of any retail, the frontline workforce.
It does. And the stack of source material we're diving into today is, well, it's basically a definitive wake-up call for those planning meetings happening right now. We're not talking about Gen Z as the future of the retail workforce.
No, not at all.
They are the workforce right now. Our mission is pretty critical: to cut through the noise, understand why traditional training is just failing this generation, and pinpoint the three strategic investments retailers have to make for 2026.
And the initial shock point here, the one that really challenges every old policy, is that the entire way we transfer knowledge is broken. The sources are so clear on this.
They are.
The way Gen Z learns, communicates, and expects information to just show up for them is... it's fundamentally different. If you don't adjust the delivery, you might as well not even create the content.
It's a generational shift with huge capital expenditure implications. I mean, the old model was built on information being scarce, right? You had to hoard knowledge in your head.
Yeah.
The current model is built on instant access. Information has to be there at the tap of a screen.
Okay, let's unpack this then. The sources all describe Gen Z as, you know, intensely resourceful, quick to learn, and motivated when they feel supported.
Yeah.
If they're so capable, why are so many retailers struggling? What's causing this friction?
Well, the challenge isn't ability. They are, in fact, highly capable. The challenge is structural. As one source put it, retail training was built for a world they have never lived in.
A world they've never lived in.
Right. That world had, you know, higher staff retention, manual policy updates, fewer product lines. Their whole operating system is just wired for speed and access. And our established systems demand the opposite.
And we have some really specific data points here on what they just won't do. It's not resistance, it's incompatibility.
That's the perfect word for it. They do not, under any circumstance, read long manuals. They just scroll past them. They have zero tolerance for those long LMS modules.
Oh, the learning management system modules buried three clicks deep.
Exactly. The mandatory hour-long slides that feel more like a punishment than training.
And for the executive audience, that technical infrastructure point is... it's really worth dwelling on.
Yes. Here's the kicker that should make every executive cringe. They will not sit still in a dusty back room for 45 minutes to do training on a desktop computer that feels like it was last updated during the flip phone era.
Right.
They see that as actively disrespecting their time. They need to be moving on the floor and effective immediately.
So forcing that compliance training isn't just meeting resistance. It's like trying to run new software on ancient hardware.
Yeah.
It's just incompatible.
Precisely. And this gets to the core conflict for 2026 planning. Existing retail systems were designed to inform the employee. They delivered a huge block of knowledge, a handbook, a course, and expected you to memorize it for later.
And that model is completely obsolete now.
It is. Gen Z expects systems that guide. They want the system to step in and give them clarity at the exact moment it matters. The friction starts the second a new seasonal hire walks in, and instead of on-the-spot support, you hand them a thick packet or a login.
That distinction inform versus guide, that is huge for anyone planning tech investments.
Yeah.
You need guiding tools, not static ones. But wait a minute, if the system shifts from informing everyone the same way to guiding them contextually, how do you keep consistency across hundreds of stores?
Yeah.
That sounds like a nightmare.
That is the strategic tension. You're right. And the answer is in really understanding their operating system.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Let's define that Gen Z operating system. What are their non-negotiable expectations for getting information? This is key for the budget.
We have to remember, they are the on-demand generation. They grew up fluent in information that's formatted for, you know, quick consumption, short-form video, images, real-time updates delivered right to their phone.
So it's not just a preference, it's their native language.
It's their native language. And this completely changes their approach to learning. Gen Z does not learn in advance to prepare. They learn in the moment.
Just in time.
Exactly. If they need an answer, they look it up. They watch a quick tutorial. They don't want to search a database. They want the answer to just be there when they need it. Think of it like a GPS. You don't study a map for an hour before you drive anymore.
You just ask for the next turn.
You ask for the next turn in real time.
And that need is just magnified tenfold during a holiday rush. Let's talk about some of those real-world scenarios.
Okay, picture it. The seasonal hire is at the register. They need to know how to handle a complex return, and there's a line forming. They can't just step away for 5 minutes to log into some clunky old system. Or maybe they're on the floor with a customer who's asking detailed questions. They need a quick product reminder without breaking the flow of that conversation.
And if that answer isn't instant, if there's friction, they hesitate. The interaction fails, and the retailer loses that conversion.
Right. And this on-demand thinking goes way beyond training. It's about leadership communication, too. When leadership sends out strategy updates or sales goals in these long emails or PDFs.
Or, the worst, a memo posted in the break room.
The absolute worst. The source material tells us the message is delivered, but it is not received. The medium just doesn't match how their minds work.
So, we've established the why. The operating system is broken. Now for the how. The investment blueprint. This is the part that should be dictating 2026 capital spend. The sources boil this down to three converging themes.
These three pillars are where retailers have to invest to get on the right frequency. And if you don't address all three, you're just going to have continued friction.
Okay, let's start with pillar one, speed. The format. This is all about optimizing for instant absorption.
Speed means your systems have to allow associates to get information immediately without stepping away from the customer. So the investment has to be in tech that is mobile-first, video-heavy, and super-focused. Learning has to happen right on the sales floor without losing momentum.
But changing the whole format from documents to short-form video, that sounds like a massive upfront cost in content creation.
Mm-hmm.
How do the sources say you keep that manageable while scaling?
Well, this is where the tech investment pays off in two ways. First, the format has to mirror what they already watch, which means, you know, short, low production value clips are actually more effective than some polished corporate video.
Interesting. More authentic.
More authentic and cheaper. The second piece is overcoming the technical debt. A lot of retail systems have security barriers or old architecture that just can't serve video reliably on the store floor. So the investment in speed means upgrading the actual delivery pipes.
Got it. So instant lag-free access.
Okay.
Pillar two, clarity, the content.
Mm-hmm.
This is about fighting corporate jargon.
Gen Z has what the sources call a strong radar for content that is too long, too abstract, or too corporate. So to get through, the content has to have simple, actionable instructions, clear visual examples, and a direct explanation of what good looks like.
So less about the dense policy document and more about a visual guide to the workflow.
Absolutely. The focus has to be on simplifying complex tasks into these little micro lessons. Instead of a 10-page doc on loss prevention, you have a 45-second clip showing the exact procedure for one specific situation. The more focused the content, the faster they act.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, let's pivot to pillar three. This might be the toughest one for established retailers.
Yeah.
Coaching. The support structure.
Right. This is about moving beyond just transferring knowledge and into continuous performance enablement. The requirement here is to shift away from, say, annual reviews and move toward ongoing just-in-time coaching.
Because right now, retailers are just relying on managers to remember to coach.
Right. They are. And that's totally inefficient and inconsistent. So the new workforce expects those coaching reminders and nudges to live where they live on a mobile device, delivered as a short clip or a quick prompt that helps them improve what they're doing right now.
So the investment isn't just in content, it's in coaching tools. Can you give a specific example of what that looks like in a 2026 budget?
The sources point to systems that use contextual triggers. Think AI-powered tools or maybe geofencing. So for example, an associate scans a high-margin product. The system recognizes that and instantly delivers a 15-second video reminder about the top three selling points for that item.
Wow.
Or a manager logs an observation about a skill gap. The system then automatically assigns three micro coaching clips to that associate's device to address it immediately, not next month.
That's a fundamental change in the manager's role. It turns them from just an observer into a strategic facilitator with technology doing the heavy lifting.
It absolutely does. The themes are all converging here. The retailers who win in 2026 will be the ones who get that Gen Z isn't difficult. They're just operating on a different frequency, a frequency that demands speed, clarity, and this kind of coaching support.
And the good news in all this analysis is that you don't need to suddenly build a Hollywood production studio to do this.
Not at all. The tools already exist. The investment is in simplicity and integration, not complexity. Modern platforms are designed to deliver short-form video and real-time updates right into their hands without pulling them off the floor.
So there is a real measurable ROI here for the executive audience.
Mm-hmm.
If you embrace this and invest in these three pillars, what's the payoff you can expect in 2026? What are the KPIs?
The brands that do this will see the payoff fast. We're talking dramatic reductions in labor hours spent on ineffective training. We're talking faster onboarding associates are productive in days, not weeks.
Which has to lead to more consistent execution.
Exactly. And that translates directly to higher conversion rates, lower shrink. And crucially, you get a workforce that feels supported, which should lead to better retention. And your managers are finally equipped to actually coach effectively.
So the big takeaway here is profound. Training is no longer about delivering a bulk of information in advance. It's about delivering surgical clarity in the precise moment it matters.
That contextual clarity, that is what will define success in 2026. In a world where every single customer interaction counts, having the right information in the right format at the right moment is the ultimate advantage.
You know, we started by saying that Gen Z expects systems that guide them, not just inform them. If that's true, and technology is now delivering that clarity in the moment. How does that fundamentally shift the role of the human manager? Does the manager become less of the source of all information and more of a skilled facilitator of clarity?
That is a profound question to chew on while you're crafting those 2026 strategies. Aligning your tech investments with this new operating system, it isn't optional, it's existential.
A lot to think about. We appreciate you joining us for this deep dive. We hope this gives you a sharper edge as you move forward. See you next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.